We get to have a baptism today, and I'm very excited about that. So I want to talk to you a little bit about baptism. Let's start with the basics. Baptism is a sacrament. And what are sacraments? See, I had a priest who was not my priest, but there was a priest in the diocese who really wanted us to know the answer to that. So there's a group of us who were in high school together who can say almost in unison that sacraments are outward and visible signs of an inward and real grace, which is quite a mouthful. And what does that mean, and what does that mean for what we're going to do today? And I'm going to say this, and then we'll get on to something that's a little bit more fun, tiny bit more fun. So, this is from the Catechism in the 1979 Book of Common Prayer, which is the one I grew up with in the Episcopal Church. And I like how it answers some of these. So, and you can tell that I learned the question of what a sacrament is really from the definition that's in here, because it very plainly asks, what is the outward and visible sign in baptism? The outward and visible sign in baptism is water, in which the person is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the next question is, what is the inward and spiritual grace in baptism? The inward and spiritual grace in baptism is union with Christ in his death and resurrection, birth into God's family, the church, forgiveness of sins, and new life in the Holy Spirit. So that's what we're doing today, and now that you all understand that, I can go sit down and we can just move forward, right? Everyone's covered? Maybe not. So those are one answer to why we baptize people. And they're a very long, and they definitely lean into some sort of theologically heavy answer. Another answer to why we baptize people, and some of you will remember, this is the Children's Illustrated Bible, which I've used a few times before, and I quite like it. But one of the other reasons we baptize people is because as Christians, if you dig into the meanings of that word, what it means is we are trying to be more like Christ, more like Jesus. And Jesus got baptized. So we do too. So whichever of those answers you like more, you can pick from. But I thought I would show you, because this has some, I like the pictures in this. Sometimes pictures are helpful. So here is the picture of Jesus being baptized. And I'll have this, I mean, it doesn't go away. But so at some level, and we'll talk about mystery a little bit more here in like 2 seconds when we get to the rest of the sermon part of this. At some level, baptisms are a mystery. And there can be a lot of answers as to why we baptize people. And at its simplest, I think, is this one. We don't ever fully understand what it is to try and be Jesus, because we aren't. Jesus is caught up in the mystery of his divine nature and the Trinity, which we will have to touch on a little bit. It is Trinity Sunday. But we have a baptism to distract me, so you can all feel relieved by that, perhaps. And that can spin us up into this really heady theoretical place. But ultimately, somewhere beneath all of that theology, I think, is the truth that we baptize because we know that happened to Jesus. And we know through the years of church tradition and the stories we have from our own lives that there is power in what we do today, even and perhaps especially when we don't fully understand it. And perhaps that is really the secret to what a sacrament is. Thank you. I was recounting for people earlier this week a story from seminary, which I'm not going to recount to you because I want you to like me at least until the end of the service. Ask me at coffee hour and I may tell you the rest of it, though. But it is a story in which the Thanksgiving over water comes up. And we will turn to that in just a minute. It's this prayer we will pray after we pour out water to remember how God has interacted with water and to ask God's blessing into this baptism and into this outward and visible symbol of baptism, the water itself. And I love this prayer. I love this prayer because I think really if you dig into it, there are all sorts of ways you can summarize what it is we are to be. But this prayer is one really beautiful summary of how God tries to be with us. It starts, "Over water the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation," and talks about God's salvation history. "In water your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit," and moves right up to today, to the baptism we will have this morning. And if you're paying attention, it doesn't take long to realize that this prayer is sort of this deeply Christian thing. We do hit all of the persons of the Trinity in various parts of it, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it is Trinity Sunday, so there is something I have to find to say about the Trinity. And that is a hard thing to do. But one of the truths the Trinity presents us with is that God is a being who, a bit unlike ourselves, is always called into relationship with the other persons of the Trinity. You can't ever pull them apart. You can't ever separate them. If you are talking to Jesus, somehow the Father and the Holy Spirit are there also, even if you would rather they not be there quite immediately. And I believe in a God who believes in consent, so presumably they aren't there, but they also are. The Trinity gives us a God of relationship. And what we do this morning is the beginning of a different kind of relationship. We'll baptize Ronan and Maddox. We will all make promises to them that are both our promises and the promises of the whole church. And this is part of the mystery of baptism, because after today, we will send them back to their home church. And it can be easy to feel sad about that. But how many of you were baptized here at St. Peter's? One. Two. So most of us weren't. Most of us were received into St. Peter's from baptisms that happened in other places, at other churches. Maybe you worshiped there for a really long time. Or maybe you came back to a church that was important to your family. Or in my case, we literally went to the chapel of the college where my father was on contract for a year. We never worshiped there again, from what I can remember. But these same promises were made. If you go and you look at the baptismal rituals of all of the main Christian denominations, and I did this once, and everyone that I could get my hands on use some form of different words to make the same promises we will make this morning. Will we do our best to support this person as they make big promises and enter into this big mystery that none of us, not even me, with all of my training and theology and ability to use big words and know what they mean, fully understands? And we make those promises, hopefully because we mean them personally, that we will show up for Ronan and Maddox and their families if and when they need us. But we make them on behalf of a much larger church. And hopefully when anyone walks into our doors, we hear the echoes of the promises that others made on our behalf. Just as we trust that Ronan and Maddox and their family will go back to a church that will hear the echoes of the promises we have made on their behalf. And perhaps if you listen really hard, if you dip deep into this sacrament, and sacraments are when time can get a little slippery, you will hear the echoes of the promises that were made on your behalf. Mostly by people who never worshiped here, but whose promises helped you find your way here. Because this morning we are the church gathered around the font and the table, but we are the church on the grandest scale possible. We are the church universal, the one that represents every group of faithful people that has ever gathered or will ever gather. And we make promises on their behalf. And maybe, just maybe, you will see Nicodemus, who came in the middle of the night and left again, and had this deep and intense conversation with Jesus, full of theology and double meanings, that comes up again, so I will get a chance to delve into that. And maybe, if you are standing deep in the metaphorical waters, which we will make literal this morning, you will see the Holy Spirit descend again, just as it did for Jesus, to remind us all that we are God's beloved. Amen.